This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Srinagar today for a two-day visit to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. During his visit, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects worth more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Our correspondent reports that the visit will draw global attention, with its highlight being a yoga program to be organized in Srinagar on the occasion of the 10th International Yoga Day tomorrow. Around 7,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's yoga sessions at the Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Complex, located on the banks of the world-famous Dal Lake in Srinagar. The Union Cabinet has approved the establishment of a major port at Vadhavan near Dahanu in Maharashtra by Vadhavan Port Project Limited. A special-purpose vehicle formed by the Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority and the Maharashtra Maritime Board, with a shareholding of 74% and 26% respectively. The Vadhavan port will be developed as an all-weather, greenfield, deep-draft major port in Vadhavan, Palghar district, Maharashtra, based on the landlord model. The total project cost, including the land acquisition component, is 76,220 crore rupees. According to the notes, the project will provide employment opportunities for more than 10 lakh individuals, directly and indirectly. The Supreme Court stayed today the proceedings pending before various high courts of the country pertaining to the alleged NEET UG paper leak. Issuing a notice on transfer petitions filed by the National Testing Agency, NTA, a vacation bench presided over by Justice Vikram Nath ordered a stay on the proceedings pending before different high courts till the next date of listing. During the course of hearing, the counsel representing NTA submitted before the bench, also comprising Justice S.V.N. Bhatti, that high courts were dealing with the pleas alleging various irregularities in NEET UG exam, despite issuance of notice by the Apex Court in a similar transfer petition last week. The batch of transfer petitions, along with other pleas seeking cancellation of the exam, will be heard next on July the 8th. In Bihar, the Patna High Court today struck down the state government's decision to hike the reservation for backward classes from 50 to 65% in government jobs and educational institutions. A division bench of Chief Justice K. Vinod Chandran and Justice Harish Kumar had reserved its judgment on 11th March this year after hearing a bunch of writ petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the increase in quota from 50% to 65%. On the other hand, the Jharkhand government has taken a decision for a comprehensive caste-based survey in the state. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting, which was chaired by the Chief Minister, Champai Soren. The government has invited public feedback on draft guidelines for the prevention and regulation of unsolicited and unwarranted business communication 2024. These guidelines aim to regulate unsolicited or unwarranted business communication originating from unregistered telemarketers or 10-digit private numbers. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution today said that the draft guidelines are placed on the website of the Department of Consumer Affairs for public comments, suggestions or feedback. It said that the inputs may be provided to the department latest by 21st of July. A Delhi court today reserved order on the bail plea of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case connected to the alleged liquor policy scam. Vacation judge Nyay Bindu of Rouse Avenue Courts reserved the order after Additional Solicitor General S.V. Raju, appearing for the Enforcement Directorate, concluded submissions on behalf of the probe agency. The court also reserved order on Mr. Kejriwal's application to allow his wife to join proceedings through virtual mode when he is examined by the medical board. In T20 Cricket World Cup, the inaugural champions India will take on Afghanistan at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados this evening. Akashvani will broadcast live commentary of India and Afghanistan match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.